Stephen Quayle, our special guest tonight. We'll take calls with Stephen next hour, and then we'll finish up the program with an hour of open lines here on Coast to Coast AM. But we're going to talk with him about more very strange things going on this planet when we come back on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back with Stephen Quayle. His website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. It's his name, stevequayle.com. Stephen, what issue out there concerns you the most?
Right now, geoengineering, and I know you've had Dane Wigington on, I believe that was his voice in the background, and Fukushima. I think what's fascinating to everyone who lives on the West Coast, all the way down into South America, and then out again, forgive me, starting in Alaska, moving down the Ring of Fire, is the fact of the greatest cover-up of what I believe will turn out to be the most horrific event to affect millions, if not tens of millions of lives. Notice how we get intermittent reports of Fukushima. We get the birth defects in children. We see vegetables that look like they came out of a Godzilla movie. I'm not making fun with that statement. But if you even remember, George, the Godzilla movies always started in Japan, and they always started with a theme of radiation.
That's right. Absolutely. Well, primarily after Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Correct.
They went with that. Go ahead.
But even the variations of Godzilla, and I think that, and I would say this, that one of the biblical prophecies that talks about that third of a life in the sea that dies. You know, it's astonishing to me. You'll hear marine biologists talk about all the heartbreaking events going on. We see the dead whales. We see the porpoises. We see everything that's not only beaching itself, but becoming emaciated. Seabirds. We're seeing events where it's almost like the sea life is doing the best it can to get out of the water. We have reports of some of the Navy ships that were in the area of Fukushima of literally hundreds of sailors coming down with cancer. I get emails from both them and their wives, and a complete news blackout and blockout. And Fukushima is poisoning the food system. People say, well, I don't know where all that radiation went. Well, yeah, it's going into the Pacific Ocean, then it circles through the currents. Plutonium's half-life is, what, 23,000 plus years? One of the most deadly poisons in the world, and yet the band plays on, the people yawn, and people die. Then when it comes to geoengineering, and for the record, you know, I'm the guy that brought that to the forefront almost two decades ago. And what's fascinating, George, and this is something that blew my mind, and you and I have talked about it, but I want to refresh your listeners. The purpose of chemtrailing is way beyond just what's obvious. You know, there are a group of people that literally want to kill everybody that's above ground. Now, that's one of the purposes. And it's also to basically, supposedly, keep sunlight from coming in. But there's a more sinister event going on. The very chemtrails themselves. Look, we all see the rainbow. Those of you familiar with the story of Noah's Ark, that was God's covenant to mankind that he wouldn't destroy the earth. People don't believe in the universal flood, yet most of 122 different cultures that I've investigated in writing about myths and legends do. But a gentleman who was a very high-ranking member of the Central Intelligence Agency told a friend of mine, I'll just put out his first name, Will, nobody will know who that is, except the people that know him, of course. The thing is that told him about the purpose of chemtrails was, you ready for this? To destroy the electromagnetic barriers that God had put in place. Jeez. To protect the planet from very malevolent and evil beings.
What kind of sick people are these people, Steve?
Well, I don't believe they're human, okay? Now, when I say that, interestingly enough, a number of years ago, this was told to me again by, no, listen, I can't know. Somebody says, how do you think you know everything? I don't. I know a lot of people who know a lot, and they seemingly share, because you know this. People hear you on the radio, and they know you're trying to talk about things that everybody else won't talk about, or me or whoever, and they tell us the stuff. We don't dismiss it. We discuss it. But the thing is that I believe, and I'll use a word that I believe is misused, and I'll prove it with a real life statement that happened while I was on your show to a couple of individuals in Europe in real time, George. Nephilim, the word Nephilim, and everything people use that to mean giants, they use it to mean demons. It does not mean either. It's translated twice as giants in the Old Testament, both before Noah's flood and Genesis 6, obviously the title of my book, and then Numbers 13:33. So what's interesting about that, the Bible teaches there were two insertions of fallen angels to destroy the bloodline of the God-created, if you will, human beings, Adam and Eve. Now, I believe that there were beings before Adam and Eve. I believe that's 6,000 years ago forward. But where most people can't grasp is that in the book of Jeremiah, the prophet, there was even a flood that talks about before there were any cities on the earth. There have been cities as long as you can find ruins. So this had to have taken place. And by the way, I want to share something. Because of what we're talking about right now, antiquity, if certain things bear out. I've been flying around the desert Southwest taking aerial photographs. People can go to my website, stevequayle.com, look at the photo of the day. The legends and myths of the desert Southwest, even to the point of the History Channel and Scott Wolter, were tracking the fact that Mark Anthony and Cleopatra had a son, and even though he was 10 years old, by the way, that's the criticism against this, there are too many monuments in the area of the Grand Canyon, the area of the Four Corners, monuments. Valley, the Valley of the Gods, all through southern Utah, Arizona, New Mexico, Mexico. People are talking about this tradition that predates, if you will, the Aztec, the Inca, and the Maya. So if it turns out that we're getting verification, we've got 2 out of 3 verifying points. I'm telling you this, that people will be astonished. No archaeologists can deny it. No BS vomit broker media will be able to slander it. Now, they'll try, but when everything point lines up and there are 36 inches in the ruler of truth, and these guys are trying to basically say, you know, a yard is only 3.9 inches. I'm just making that number up. The thing is it will show to the people that the greatest cover-up, you know, in history is a cover-up of history. That's, by the way, our byline for the new DVD, which won't be out until the 1st of July. It's 2 DVDs, 2.5 hours, and I believe that when people see it, they'll see it's the most explosive thing. By the way, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 10 production value.
Good for you. It's only two and a half weeks out. That's not far.
Yeah, and obviously you'll get one, but I'll make the announcement. I'll say, George, here's the evidence. And we'll break in on Coast, okay?
You got it.
Break in on any other show.
Stephen, have you looked at the dangers of robotics as well?
Yes, I wrote about it in my book, Xenogenesis, which has become a best seller, and people want it. And because Xenogenesis is talking about that, and look, we're right in what's called the robot apocalypse right now. Same thing on Drudge. It's that there are a group of evil, and I believe sinister, fallen angels and their willing earthly cohorts that are doing everything they can to destroy the creation. We hear about it. That it's back to Nietzsche, his Superman, his Ubermensch. It's back to Hitler. And by the way, Hitler didn't die in the bunkers of Berlin. You know, again, the History Channel did a marvelous,
I think he died in Brazil, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And then, you know, evidence, after I was on your show the last time talking about my book, Empire Beneath the Ice, how the Nazis won World War II, people didn't get it. And then Linda Moulton Howe came out with her tremendous interview. I think you did have her on.
Yep.
I linked to it, and she gave me permission to put it up and link to it. The thing that's fascinating is that you cannot separate the idea that people want to make something better than God created, and they want to make man in their image. And so you've got Elon Musk, of Tesla fame, the car fame, talking about he's concerned about AI, artificial intelligence. You've got to obviously Ray Kurzweil's book on singularity. You had Bill Joy. If anybody wants to read the end of what's going to happen in the robot apocalypse, all you need to do, number one, is go read Bill Joy's essay. It's on the internet, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us Anymore, and then just go rent the Terminator movies. I believe there's another one coming out.
Yeah, very close to what could happen.
Right, and we've got Skynet right now. You know, Google will become, if you will, the the equivalent, and I believe already is, of Skynet. The drones that we're hearing about, the micro drones, and the mapping of the human brain, the ability to put thoughts into the human brain, the ability to read the human brain, the ability to create a cyborg. And isn't it fascinating, George, that it's moving at such incredible speed that we're seeing now even not only just robots, but warbots. We're seeing every form of, if you will, cybernetic composite humans. And the promise is that ye shall not surely die in the Garden of Eden. That's what Satan told Eve, that she will not die. You know, and people don't understand the forbidden fruit. It's fascinating to me that even Apple's insignia is what? Apple computer. It's an apple with a bite taken out of it.
Yep.
So when we're looking at artificial intelligence, robotics, and by the way, the word xenogenesis, X-E-N-O, I get people trying to pronounce my book to me, and I have to correct them. You know, some of them write Z-E-N-O, but I devote the whole book to basically where future technology is taking us. And I told you, I can't go any further than that book because we're now at the point where the end of the book is literally in play. So how it plays out is this. These very evil entities with their human cohorts are absolutely bent on destroying the human race. Now, people dismiss Jesus. The war is going on against Jesus. But the point is he said, if the days weren't numbered for the elect's sake, the believers in him, there'd be no flesh left alive. Well, we've seen too many Hollywood preparatory mind control movies coming out that are getting people saying, well, maybe it would be a good thing to get rid of mankind. Do you ever wonder who's making those statements? And first of all, they don't go on TV and basically expire before your eyes. And again, human cloning. Human cloning is a feat that's already been accomplished.
Well, now, you brought something up I've got to ask you about, and that is the chimeras, the mixing of animal and human DNA and cells. Is that an abomination or what?
Well, it is an abomination, and God set barriers, okay? And remember when we talked about that? When I wrote a book called Genetic Armageddon, you were kind enough to have me on. That's over a decade ago. And the thing that's fascinating, and I was the subtitle of Genetic Armageddon is Today's Technology, Tomorrow's Monsters. Now you're hearing chimeras, you're hearing babies being not only artificially produced in the laboratory, but attenuated. You're hearing of animal-human hybrids. I've had people that left the agency, the Central Intelligence Agency, with tears in their eyes, and one of them happened to be a hitman who, you know, I think was trying to clear his conscience with me when he needed to clear it with God, talking about humans in cages. See, when we talk about this stuff, most people that are out listening, they can't imagine it. Yet if they'll read the front page of Drudge, what's already happened, what one of my friends has said this, he said, remember, people say that, you know, we're hundreds of years in advance of our technology. Uh-uh. It's literally back to the future. All the militaries of the world, all the intelligence agencies of the world, they want the ancient technology. They want to know the weapon systems. They want to know the communication systems. But, you know, on the top of their list is Stargates. And now, and people just don't get it. Even on the front of Drudge today, I think it was talking about people now believe it was on Tom Horn's website. They now believe that obviously a wormhole is a transfer point. Andrew Basiago on your
show? Oh, several times. He's running for president.
Yeah, well, I got news for you. People dismiss him, okay? But I never knew who he was until I read something of his on the internet.
He claims he was the one who was teleported to Mars with a young Barack Obama.
Yep. And for the record, I have a very dear friend who, basically was handpicked by Dr. Teller, okay? If you don't know who Dr. Teller was, he was the first head of Majestic 12. That was a secret organization of the brightest men in the world that would control the alien information and also keep an eye on the military.
And he also helped with the atomic bomb, right?
Right. He was actually the developer of the, probably one of the most brilliant men in the world. This man was also teleported to Mars, also saw the same thing that Dr. Basiago saw. And for the record, yours truly was basically offered at one time, can you understand? I said, Lord, I don't like this planet. Do I need to go to Mars? And evidently, that's not as tough as it sounded. We're not talking normal space travel. We're talking basically an instantaneous gate to Mars. Now, people won't believe that. But then you go back in time and you read the head of Skunk Works gets drunk, and we've talked about that on the air, and talks about if the American people ever understood that anything they can conceive of has already been done. So everything that's ancient has been reverse engineered, everything that's alien has been reverse engineered, and now we've got, interestingly enough, all the abduction stories coming into fruition and focus, because again, it's always genetic tampering. So somebody's working awfully hard with unlimited amounts of money to produce the chimeras, almost to produce, if you will, a combination of the most bizarre creatures in the universe being combined with humans to basically have a hybrid or a chimera. And it's happening, again, George, what they admit to, I've been told by those in high-ranking military intelligence, and people can take, I tell everybody, you don't believe this? Pray about it. And the point is ponder it. And then read the headlines, because somebody who says, well, I just don't believe that can be possible, you're right, you don't believe it, but you haven't done your homework and you don't know how advanced it is. The Super Soldier program is probably the most blaring and glaring. It's a trumpet sound for advanced technology. Super Soldiers exist. They look for the giant DNA from the creatures that have been in history, that they want the absolute maximum advantage over whoever and whatsoever they end up fighting. And so when you hear about Space Command, when you hear about the Black Knight satellite, when you hear about all that stuff, you may not take it seriously, but here's what happens. I would call it the Independence Day. By the way, they're remaking that, or not remaking, but they're adding a sequel to that movie. When the Independence Day comes, for understanding that everything you thought was a fairy tale, a rhyme, a myth, a legend, when it comes into your continuity of being able to see, hear it, understand it, and people say, well, I only believe it when I see it. I said, and when you do, you better have your adult-shaped diapers on, because you're not going to be able to handle it. You and I have interviewed people, spoken to people about Bigfoot encounters, and for the record, Bigfoot comes and goes through portals. The Native Americans know that. Yet the, can I say this? The average intellectual Harvard MBA and all the Princeton, Yale, and Poison Ivy schools, there's a good one, that they just don't get it because they're trained in a box. They're, how should I say this? They're like tin soldiers or tin professors. They just do nothing but the party line. And this is why reality is coming converging into our realm of existence, whether through CERN, whether for anything else. And what's the Pentagon working on now? To be able to mind control entire populations of people by giving them shared memories and being able to control their thoughts, read their thoughts, and insert anything that's contrary to the public opinion. This is not just 1984, the Orwellian hell. This is absolutely steroid-injected horror beyond anything that anyone can imagine. Frankenstein, okay? Here we have the whole story of Frankenstein. 200 years ago, Mary Shelley, and obviously, I just shared that at the beginning of the show.
She was way ahead of her time, Stephen. We're going to come back with the time we've got left to talk more. Okay, welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Stephen Quayle. Stephen, I'm getting lots of emails from folks who are enthralled with the discussion about end times prophecy, and a couple people are asking questions about that. One was that many civilizations have always thought they were in end times, and it never happened. Why do we think this could be it?
Well, first of all, many of those that thought it was the end times, even the United States, the Millerites and others, and I know this is going to sound like a cop-out, but it wasn't time yet, because the events that were detailed, even in the Secrets of Fatima, hadn't happened yet. We never had the ability, contrary to some thought processes, to basically control the entire world's population, being able to buy, rent, or sell. I just posted on my website a story from Tom Horn that says, ditch the password, everything's going into biometrics. Number two, we never had the possibility of the whole world watching at the same time the advent of the person or entity, that's a better word, entity known as the Antichrist, or the two biblical witnesses that show up on earth, literally, that the whole world watches at the end of their 3.5 years of ministry as they are killed, their body lie in the streets of Jerusalem and are resurrected. By the way, I believe those two entities, as those two individuals, can't say the word, two individuals are Elijah and Enoch, because they, neither one of those guys has died. For the record, Moses died. Some people think the Mount of Transfiguration shows that Moses will be one of the witnesses. I don't think so. The Bible says it's given man once to die and once to judgment. So enter the transhumanist, George. If we die and we have a choice to make where we spend eternity, well, you just keep someone from dying. Guess what? They never have to worry about hell. They don't have to worry about heaven. They don't have to, in their perverted minds, even worry about God, because they become gods unto themselves. So the reason why every generation, and look, there are cataclysms even in the recorded history of Atlantis. They knew it was going to come. By the way, in the book of Enoch and the book of Giants, the watchers, which were the fallen angels, warned their offspring, the giants, and the Nephilim were the watchers, and the Rephaim, R-E-P-H-A-I-M, were the giants, that the great flood was coming. Some people believe that the fallen angel intelligence gave them the ability to build, if you will, starships, and also to build areas that were completely, if you will, like a submarine, to be able to undergo the flood. Well, that's speculation, except the fact that the Indians in their Vedas and all of their written traditions talk about the flying machines that were able to go other planets. We're talking 6,000 years ago, and people think, oh, that's just myth and legend. Well, listen, the Indians, the country of India, has some of the brightest people in the world, who, by the way, are real Aryans. If you use the word Aryan, A-R-Y-A-N, as meaning an indigenous people group, and they had vast, if you will, instruction books on how the propellant works, how to fly these things, how to basically, you know, have oxygen generated. Now, that's pretty good for 6,000 years ago. So the reason why the greatest cover-up in history is a cover-up of history, and the cover-up of history will result in the most brutal oppression on the planet and a planetary destruction of two-thirds of the world's population. And people say, well, I don't believe that. Of course you don't. But you're watching now the thought processes going into play with the whole robotic singularity, cyborg, transhumanism, CRISPR technology, gene splicing, gene editing, artificial people making, and on and on and on. And George, I want to say this really, really importantly. If you were to say to me, I talk about a lot of stuff, one of the most mind-blowing things that I have ever heard and read, it came out of the intelligence community, and I incorporated it by permission into my book, and the family of the CIA former director thanked me for doing it, is that chapter 13 in my book, Xenogenesis, Under the Rainbow. It absolutely was having your head in a bell, like a church bell, and clanging. So the reason why it hasn't happened yet is because there is a specific time and there's a general time. That's why in the book of Revelation, even in it talks about the end of time as we know it. And I maintain that we know so little about time, and that time is, if you will, like a single pixel in a CCD, charge couple device that most digital cameras, or almost all digital cameras, use. And if you look at the big picture, you know, we're just now understanding the human brain doesn't really see movement. It puts the individual pixels into a flow. And that was just a big revelation. Now, the powers that be, the devils that are, the fallen angels slash global government, are doing their best to contain this technology, because the one thing that they fear is the people finding this stuff out. And the promise of God's word, the Bible, says that there's nothing that's been hidden that isn't going to be revealed. Look at all the dirty politics. Look at Hillary's emails. Look at all the events taking place. Look at the Republicans. They basically, I can't use that, they're caught with their pants down, but their shenanigans are being made known. And what's everybody finding out? Just what they've always thought. There's no difference from one group over the other.
No.
Because they all have a globalist design. And guess what? The people suffer when the rulers rule. We're in the final stages of empire, just like Rome. We've got barbarians in the gates. And isn't that fascinating? Everybody's down on gun control. Now the head of Department of Homeland Security claiming it's a national security matter. What about the hundreds of armed camps of known terrorists who have never been raided once by the FBI? You say it and you're talking about it too. What about all the events that are staged that seem to be nothing more for cover of real events, or a stage event? And it's like false flags. There are two types of false flags. One that's totally staged for a desired political effect. And then the other kind are actually staged, but they want to put as much horror, H-O-R-R-O-R, and mayhem into the minds of people, just like the tragedy in Orlando. And by the way, for the record, there are already people saying it never happened. It was a total theatrics. I was on the phone the day it happened with a gentleman in law enforcement whose friend was there explaining the carnage. You don't shoot a hole in a wall through a 2-2.
Well, how can people say it doesn't happen? Even with Sandy Hook and all those kids that were killed, people actually say it never occurred. And that's devastating to people.
It is. But here's the thing. Devastating is another word you can say, traumatizing. One of the things of mind control, and I want to share it with something with everybody. If they have not read MK Ultra, Mary Kangaroo, MK Ultra, and understand the history of CIA mind control, of the ability to basically set up entire believable scenarios to sanitize a scene, that events can happen and it's like nobody knows anything. Well, what's happening is on a greater level. The agenda is to disarm the American public. And isn't it fascinating that we have these people who declare who they are? They declare their religion, another one, and you know, another Somali, whatever, and yet there's denial. There's no mention of that. So the agenda is this: to disarm the American public, because that's the only thing we've got outside of the mercy of God and the power of God to stand against tyranny. So the Second Amendment, you and I are basically going to be extinct. We will become hostis extincticus if these people have their way, because they do not believe in the freedom of speech. And the Bilderberger meeting, one of the top things on their agenda, I'm told, is basically to do an end to alternative media so that they control the entire flow of information, whether you've got to be a good member of the internet community or you have to see. By the way, I don't know if your shows, if you're watching, but everybody's censoring my shows, even my website's being censored now into some of the biggest hotel chains, and guys in the Defense Department say they got to go through proxy servers and everything just to get my stuff. So you know this, you know that truth is a dangerous commodity when everything is based on a lie to defraud and deceive.
Well, and you got to believe that programs like ours, Stephen, must drive them crazy.
All right, well, I tell you what, it drives them to their keyboards, and my guess is, I'll find out for you. I'll try and get my stats for this show. When you and I talked, one of the funniest stories, and you'll love this because it involved you in the show, when we talked a long time ago about Giants and Stargate, mm-hmm. that's when Stan Dale was my webmaster. I think he tracked literally tens of thousands of computers, all federal, you know, every three-letter agency. Agency, every four-letter agency, and by the way, there are four-letter agencies that aren't swear words, okay, although maybe their activities demand swear words. The point being is that there are subject matters that press their hot buttons. Us talking about the jump room of Dr. Basiago, the other people, and I even had you'll love this, George, a guy who contacted me through one of the first Coast shows we did together was a high-ranking member of the international intelligence community, even to the point of he promised me before he died, and he died, that he had been to Mars through, again, the jump room, and that he had photos and everything else. Well, the minute he said it on the phone, I said to him, I said, Tex, and if some of you out there listening know who I'm talking about, Tex, the fact that you said that, you mark my words, they're going to have helicopters on you. You now are going to have full-time surveillance from your old employers. And if you make a move to get that stuff, they're going to go after you. Guess what? He made a move. They had put a tracking device on his vehicle. He thought because he was so, you know, and he was an intelligent guy. By the way, he had plastic surgery, George. I saw both the before picture and after the picture, and you'd think it was a spy movie. And sure enough, everything he had from moon base stuff. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a real guy. I was with this guy in Reno at a hotel when both the director of the CIA and the director of the FBI in those at that time, this is 10 years ago or so, called him. He showed me the phone number. Guess what? It really was a phone number. And most people don't know this when you're in the CIA, and I'm not in it for the record. You know, I've heard that they hate my guts, and I'm not a fan of them. But he got it, and they wanted him to fly immediately to Europe. By the way, they sent a Gulfstream in, you know, within hours, picked him up, and next thing I knew, they took him to Europe because he was one of the leading money launderers that had been successful. This guy had also spent a lot of time, 3 years, in a Russian prison and was traded on a spy trade, and he had a lot of information. But guess what? What was fascinating is, again, the core reality, just like my friend who was handpicked by Dr. Teller, you don't, and by the way, when you get handpicked by Dr. Teller, you don't get there because you fail your SAT test, okay? You don't join because you want to join Majestic. You don't get tapped in because basically, you know some things going on. They have their own reasons for going, and the friend of mine who worked for Dr. Teller directly and was taken to Mars on a jump room makes the same statement that Basiago does about Mars. And for the record, ladies and gentlemen, human cloning is au fait accompli, and there are dupes. The original is called the original, but the duplicate is a duplicate. Notice even the president has different scars on his head. And I've been told, George, that it's almost impossible to see, but I'm noticing something interesting. If you'll notice the politicians, who are the highest-ranking politicians in the land, when they seemingly get hit with a question that they're not programmed to answer, they bite their lip. Have you noticed that?
Yep, sure
I
do.
Paul Ryan do it. I watched the entity in the
body language, Stephen. Body language.
Body language, but it's a unique body language. And have any of you watched when the president's teleprompter goes down? Something happens. Something happens and he stumbles. And by the way, this whole thing about ISIS and radical and Islamic terrorists, he cannot bring himself to speak those words. And I saw his press conference. He said, what good would it do? Well, it would identify a common theme against a common enemy that wants everybody dead. And again, what's fascinating is there are pictures of mullahs holding signs. I sent one to you, George. It's on the bottom.
Yeah, I saw that.
and basically saying Islam will conquer through your liberal politicians. You know, it's kind of like the guy that wants to jump into the cage, and unfortunately, you know, they had to kill that gorilla. I don't think the gorilla was going to hurt the kid, but I understand.
That's a tough call.
Yeah, tough call. But, you know, the point I guess I'm trying to make is that we are seeing now, a mindset that is more than willing to delve into realms that God had closed the doors on for the safety of humanity. And guess what? As I've said before on the show, even Steven Spielberg's got a new movie coming out, BFG, Big Friendly Giant. Okay, and Big Friendly Giant, I think it's fascinating. I actually talked years ago to one of their producers, a lady who said, well, I like what you know about giants. We'd love to do a movie, but you got to make them friendly. They've got to be friendly. I said, well, ma'am, I won't use her name. Guess what? They weren't. And so the thing that's fascinating, look at giants. People, look at all the commercials with giants. Don't you find it interesting that whether it's a guy with a cold who's sitting in his house and he's a giant and the house is small, or the giant baby, or the tunnel ceremony that went on in Switzerland? The thing that's interesting to people that should at least scream at them, the theme of giants is now come back into the public psyche like never before. And George, you know, again, thank you for all the years of letting me come on, but we watched it happen. Events unfold. We'll talk about something, and then lo and behold, they'll release a story. They want to undermine the fact that we have information that they don't, so they try and offset it. How many times were we told there's no water on Mars, okay? Well, guess what? There's water on Mars. How many times were we told there's no microbes on Mars? Well, to put everybody into perspective, the ancients knew there was life on Mars. The ancients knew about Phobos and Deimos, and the ancients knew a whole heck of a lot about the heavens, and they could not have known what they know about the heavens, the Earth, and its relationship to planets, galaxies, and beyond constellations, except someone from that vicinity, if you will, who came to Earth. And obviously the fallen angels had access to the heavens, and the specific ones that we're talking about, the watchers that committed sex sins with women, that is a central theme in every myth and legend that I have detailed that is unbelievable, undeniable, just like a global flood.
Stephen, stick with us. We're going to come back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM with you. We'll take some final calls, but would you give out your website for folks?
Sure. It's Steve Quayle, QUAYLE.com. www, of course, stevequayle.com. And I would encourage everybody, George, to go to the alert section on it, because that's where I post the most important data. And the book that I think people must absolutely get to understand the end game is Xenogenesis, Xenogenesis. And if they want to know how it plays out, the book Empire Beneath the Ice, How the Nazis Won World War II, because it's now coming into the public psyche that Nazis and Hitler have become two of the most searched out terms now on the internet.
All right, we're coming back for phone calls with Stephen Quayle next on Coast to Coast AM.